And we're back. So Indiana Jones and the worst title of history. No, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. There's a spoiler. Don't like, I know Kirkland is already looking at me and stuff like that.
I think it's fine.
You already offended me with the Guardians take you had. So I don't think it's fine.
I'm on a roll tonight.
Just all these ones like Temple of Doom, Last Crusade, Dial of Destiny.
Dial of Destiny.
All right. So,
choose your fighter.
That's what I think of.
This came out. This is coming out in June and stuff like that. Maddie, we'll get to your question at the very end here. But Dylan, I want to start with you because I feel like we've talked about this before. I can't remember. I feel like you've said you've maybe seen these like here and there, or have you not seen them at all?
I had a phase when I was younger when I was really into these movies. I remember watching them with my dad, and I think it was on. I don't know if it was in preparation for us going to Disneyland, or if it's that I was at Disneyland and we went on that ride like at least 10 times with the Fast Pass.
It's a great ride.
Hyped on Indiana Jones. So I don't know what the order is, but it once again, like every other movie that I watched as a child, I just did not ever watch it ever again. So it's been a very long time. I'm very foggy on the details of Indiana Jones stuff. So I am excited to get back into it. I want to watch them all in preparation for this. And I'm also very curious to see that game that's coming out because that's a great studio making that, Todd Howard directing. So I feel like I'm ready for my Indiana Jones renaissance. But yeah, my history with the movies is that it's kind of like a distant memory in my past. And I could not tell you the last time I watched one. It's been at, how old am I? It's probably been at least 15 years, I would say.
Well, you know what? I was saving some of this for Jan 1st, but we'll give you guys a little nugget that we are doing in Indiana Jones Retro next year.
Whoa.
So there's a little exclusive here. Listen to this news, guys. Don't post on social media. Don't break embargo. But yes, for June, we'll be doing 1, 2, 3. And that's all they made. They only made the 3 movies. No, we'll be doing 4 and stuff like that. So on the other spectrum, though, Kirkland, I know you're a massive fan of Indiana Jones. And obviously, I guess I should just actually ask what Dylan thought of the trailer. But
no, now you can Kirkland,
just
go for it.
No, yeah, no, we'll now you can there. Just go, Kirkland. Yeah, yeah.
Let me talk.
Yeah, I love Indiana Jones. This is one series that my dad showed me when I was a young buck. He really loves them, and like his dad really loves them, so it was just like a chain through the Patzer boys, just loving Indiana Jones.
Do you have brothers? Do you have brothers?
No, I don't.
So the Patzer boys is just you and your dad
and my grandpa.
Okay, I forgot to mention that. Okay.
So yeah, like I think my dad got like the trilogy box, whatever it was for it, and then like my grandpa had the same one, so like it was a thing. Like every time I was at my grandpa's house, I feel like we were watching them, and I just would always be watching these as a kid. I go back and forth on like which one is my favorite. I feel like I know, but I'm excited to really reveal that when we do our retro. That's gonna be lots of fun to go through that. And again, like we did our Avatar retro, and I was spilling my beans on how much I just love action adventures and like a long action adventure. And I feel like these movies really encompass that because Indy just goes on such a journey on like every single one of the movies. Like he's in so many different locations, and I just love that side of it. I feel like just the whole treasure like aspect of it too is just so fascinating to me. And so I totally up my alley. Spoiler alert for Maddie's question, I have not seen Kingdom of the Crystal Skull since I saw it in theaters. I've seen the other ones many times since then, and I purposefully do not rewatch that movie. So it'll be interesting to see it, you know, with my grown-up eyes on if I love it or hate it more than I remember.
It's gonna be a fun review. All of us just shitting on it while Taylor dropping 10 out of 10s on it. You don't understand the culture that it put forward into these aliens. Unprecedented.
And like, you guys both said your Disney experience with it. I feel like I didn't go on like a roller coaster ride with it, but when we were in Disney World, they had like the performance where like they had like all of the just the thing set up, and they were like recreating the iconic scenes. And yeah, there you go. As Bubs was mentioning right there, like it's such a phenomenal show. Like I remember
that fire. Like,
yeah. Oh yeah.
Close.
And like I remember like the dude running from like the boulder, and then he like falls and it just goes over him. And it's just like, I feel like I was at a perfect age too. Like I looked like a movie in front of me, and because I had seen the movie so many times, it's just like my enjoyment level. I was peaking. It was 10 out of 10. So happy to go through that. And yeah, I love these movies. I rewatch them quite a lot, and but we're not talking about those. We'll save that for the retro.
Exactly. Yeah. No. All I would say quickly is they're on Spike TV along with Bond all the time. So that's where I feel like I watched.
That's right.
Them a
they
lot.
Were on Spike TV.
Spike had those rights and would just play the
MXC,
shit out of that.
That was my
and
rotation.
So many Bonds. Yeah. And the prequel trilogy, of course. So there's like those three franchises that were always playing. But yeah, we got this trailer. This is the first one that's not being directed by Steven Spielberg. He was attached to him. Now he stepped away. So you got the director of James Mangold.
Is there bad blood there or was it? What do we know?
It's very hush hush. It's okay. Not really known if it was a him call or I don't think it's bad blood, but I don't know if it was a they wanted to go a certain route and he didn't, or if it was a thing of like they really wanted to do another indie and he maybe just didn't at first. Like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And then I feel like it could have been like maybe I don't really want to do like mm-hmm. another Indiana Jones. Like I'm not at that place anymore. And plus, like yeah, the last one, I think kind of had the unfortunate George Lucas effect with the prequels, where 4 came out and it was just like shit on by everybody. You everyone makes those jokes of they only made 3 indie movies and stuff like that. So it's that thing of like, did he want to do it? And clearly with this, and same thing, I don't know if he wanted to do the storyline. They looked at Indy and whoever was writing it in the meeting room, Kathleen Kennedy, like, well, we want to make Indiana Jones, but Logan style. And they're like, well, let's just go get the director of Logan, and which they did, because that's exactly what this is. It's One Last Ride and stuff like that.
But
and
that,
the
guy who plays the villain in Logan, that I can't remember the name.
Boyd Holbrook. Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just,
yeah, I noticed that, but I didn't put that connection together.
Like, call Spade for Spade. What is like now we're in that thing where we've gone so many. Like the legacy sequels, right? That are like the same movies of the past, but a little bit different. This is just now like, well, we want to do like a Logan. The same thing when they kill off Iron Man 5. He was like, well, when I saw Logan, I want to do that Iron Man. Like, I feel like Logan's going to be that new. Like, when we want to kill a character off, we want to do that, you know? And that's just funny that they went and go got the guy. So, so with your little experience, not little experience, but more a few years in between now, Dylan, what did you think of this trailer? Like, did this get you excited? Obviously, lots of people in there for it, but you got Mads Mikkelsen, you got Boyd, like you talked about.
Yeah, I saw Mads in there. Yeah, I mean, I think he's in one shot, so I don't know how much he's in.
He is the main villain, they've said, because, you know.
Well, that is very
Mads
exciting.
Get cast at every main villain. Beast main villain, Strange main, like, he's just a typecast nowadays, but.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, I got to say, the trailer itself, I think I was pretty neutral on it. Didn't do much for me. The thing that was exciting me was seeing that cast in there, seeing those people. Mm-hmm. Was like, okay, that's pretty exciting stuff. But when it comes down to the moments, or even like the Indiana Jones isms, like I'm just so unfamiliar with those at this point that if there was any kind of like fan servicey things in there, like I don't know, none of it would have worked for me because it's been so long. So. I am excited to go through the retro and like get up to that hype, but at the moment, December, you know, 1st, 2022, I'm not there yet. But it, I don't know. It seemed like a totally fine trailer to me, I guess. But I don't know if there was anything about a certain story hook or character thing that I was like, oh, I can't wait to see where that thread goes.
Yeah, I feel like this is more, I don't know how long it is. Kirkland, you can pull up this one because there's a few shots I want to pull up. But like, I feel like, I don't know what the length is, but this feels more teasery to me than the Guardian stuff because there's just lots of quick flashes. Like you said, you see the total of like 5 seconds of Mads Mikkelsen on screen and stuff like that. But and yes, like S-Pup says, I've seen these reviews. Puss in Boots had it screening and people are calling it like the Logan of the Shrek franchise. So it's like that. No, legitimately, people more than just IGN have used that. So that's just like a verb now. It's like every comic movie is like, is it as good as The Dark Knight? Like Logan's that new benchmark for deaths. But yeah, I really liked the trailer. I'm very excited because, like to answer Maddie's question, it's not anything different. I'm not a fan of number 4. It's very forgettable. I've only seen it twice, theaters, and then me and Emily watched, I think it was 2 years ago, we did like a marathon of them all, and just like even then, it's like, Cate Blanchett, who I think is arguably the greatest actress in the world, is in there, and I just forget about it. You know, I just forget that she's in there. It's the villain. It's like, oh, right, she's in this movie and stuff. And it's just a whole bunch of just kind of nothing. And it feels like it's not there. It feels like there was something. It's weird because that I don't think was like a Disney. I don't think it was a Disney. No, it wasn't a Disney movie. It came out, but it feels like one of those like the cons. People say, oh, it's Disney-fied. Like something just felt off. It feels the same way like Scream 4 was directed by Wes Craven, but it didn't feel that way. Same thing. Like this was directed by Spielberg, but it didn't feel that way.
Has Indiana Jones not always been Disney?
No, it's always been Lucasfilm, but not Disney. Yeah. I think had a partnership, but they've never owned it. Because
I was thinking that ride's pretty old, so I would have thought that it would be.
But remember, even before the buyout, they had a Star Wars ride there at Disneyland too. Right, so they've they've just been like pretty. I think that's why they went to him, because they're very similar and stuff like that. But yeah, I think the trailer was. I think it hit on the legacy trailer hits. Like, it gave us the theme, but kind of like a new rendition of the theme. Like, it's a bit more heavier and stuff like that. I think it feels more old school adventure than what we got with Crystal Skull, which felt like this feels like an adventure, where the Crystal Skull one felt more of a sci-fi action movie, you know. And it's weird because the Indiana Jones, they deal with magic and curses and stuff like that, but obviously Aliens is a whole different spectrum of where they're going to go and stuff. So I feel like it does feel like it's more two roots. It feels a bit more serious, which I like. There's some good Easter eggs in there. There's two shots in particular, a point when we get to trailer, one that I think looks phenomenal. For they made this whole stink like, oh, this is the best de-aging we've ever done at D23, and man, sure boy is it, because when you look at it, it's just like, it just looks like him from those movies. But then there's a shot of him riding the horse, which looks fucking awful. I don't know what they did there. And obviously it's
Henry
early
Cavill
on
mustache
stuff.
Quality, but,
yeah, exactly. So no, I think this did everything it needed to. And when I'm a fan of Indiana Jones, but I'm not on Kirkland's level. I'm like, oh, I like it. I don't know if it's one of my favorites. I love Harrison Ford. And this got me jazzed up and stuff like that. So what about the actual quality of the trailer for you, Kirkland?
I think you made a good point. Like, it's touching upon those the legacy isms a lot. And like, while I was watching it, I feel like overall it was a really good trailer. I feel like even the moments on the horse, like, I feel like it's shaky enough and so quick that like I probably wouldn't have even noticed like the weird head if you didn't post that one photo. So of course you like I see the photo before I'm watching the trailer, and then I'm like, yeah, I gotta look out for this, and that's just my doom.
I noticed it first terrible. Watch. I was like, what's happening with this horse?
It looks like his head like snaps really quick in it too. Like, it just seems really strange. But for the most part, like, I think the trailer looks really good. And yeah, the DAG moment, that like blew my mind. I was like, hold up, like, is that a scene from like Temple of Doom or something that I missed, or Last Crusade? Like, nope, that's a new shot of a de-aged Harrison Ford. Looks phenomenal. Extremely handsome man. Still is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I don't know. I still think, like, during this trailer, I didn't love it as much as I was expecting, because
really?
Okay. I feel like I'm just, I don't know, I'm like seeing glimpses of Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, and it's like, okay, that was going to be, well, let me explain. Like, okay, that was going to be my send off to Harrison Ford and like the legacy. And of course, like, that was the biggest time skip from the first three movies. So he's noticeably older, and he's not doing as crazy stunts as he is. And it's just like, by the end of that movie, it's like, oh, is he giving his hat off to whatever the relation to that other character is? I don't even remember. But
oh, his son.
Like,
it was his son.
Yeah.
That he was,
oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. This is a good send off for Indy or whatnot. Well, a good send off. Probably not, since I really don't like that movie. But it was that. And then now we're going here, which is like, when did Crystal Skull even come out? Like a decade ago? Well over a decade ago. Like, that's insane. And now here we are. And
I think it's eight.
Like, even when he is like present day Harrison Ford, I still think he looks good on screen in like the indie outfit and everything. But then I'm getting these shots of him just like jumping from car to car, and I'm like, is that going to be really jarring to see? Like, him, I don't know, not as mobile as he once was. And then all of a sudden there's a scene which is obviously going to be a stunt double. I know it's not Harrison Ford just like absolutely kicking ass, and I don't think it's going to, you know, the whole extent where he's doing parkour, running up walls like it's freaking Prince of Persia or something. But I don't know, it just, it was this cloud over me while I was watching it. I was like, oh, I hope that doesn't take me out of it. Because if there's a lot of action, which the Indiana Jones movies do, and our protagonist is usually the main, you know, component of that. Sure, like, whipping isn't too extreme on the body, but like, there was moments when he's like jumping from car to car and like kicking the guy's gun out.
He jumps from car to car, and that's where I think you gotta buckle up and get ready for that. This old man's gonna be John Wick in it all over the place.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be going into it with, you know, open arms or whatnot and an open mindset, hopefully. But just seeing that, it's like, like, is that gonna take me out of it? And I hope not, because like I've already said, I love Indiana Jones. I really want to love this send off and just give them that chef's kiss. Like, they did it. They ended the chapter in Indiana Jones. I'm in tears by the end of it. Like, that's what I want. But I don't know.
I think, though, the difference between this and Skull that you're going to have, though, is Skull didn't market it, though, as the last one, right? And they're not even saying the last one, but I feel like they're doing the whole one last ride, which I've said this before. I'm a, that's in the character tropes, like I watched that movie today with Jason Momoa, like imaginary friend, that's a Travis trope that I just fucking love if you do it well. One Last Ride, that's a trope like Logan, No Time to Die. Like if you hit it, I'm like, okay, I love the like One Last Outlaw, like Unforgiven, stuff like that. That's why I like that. I feel like they're showing that he's going to be doing all this dangerous stuff, but it's going to catch up to him this time where it is like, you should have just stayed, like you should have just been old man, retired, stayed, not doing the adventure. But I think like he's going to get hurt and what some may lead to his death. And that's where I think will be the difference where, yeah, he is doing all this stuff, but it's going to pay off the end and go, well, you shouldn't have been doing all this stuff because it cost you your life. You know, I think that will be the difference where hopefully there's a payoff of him doing all this crazy shit at the age of like 70 and stuff. So,
right.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
This guy's joining the MCU. He's got a lot of time left in him. He's got a lot of energy.
Yeah, he's about to be the president and Red Hulk. Fuck.
He's going
to
beat the shit out of Adam Warlock.
Yeah, so you can pit play because I think the first 5 minutes or first like 10 seconds is the... Don't you miss it?
Just
like,
a little drift.
Yeah, right here. No, it's not a drift, isn't
it? Yeah. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
But, so here's one thing, though. Well, wait. I guess we talk about this because nothing's happening. I think I don't know how much is going to be in it, but that's the good thing with these flashbacks is they might make a lot of the action heavy stuff in the past because they show to me,
true,
if it was only one scene of him being de-aged, I don't know why they'd show in the trailer. They show multiple scenes of him being de-aged in this trailer. So I think there's going to be actually a lot of flashbacks. My only worry with that is that we're going to have an Irishman effect where Harrison Ford is playing a 20 to 30 year old like Indiana Jones, but he can't move like that. So it's going to be like,
oh.
Nick Fury had that as well in Captain Marvel, where Sam Jackson was moving like a 60-year-old guy while he's supposed to be in his 30s, and there's just something off. But yeah, that is like, he just looks identical to what he looked like. Now, and actually right there, he looks a little computer animated. Like, a
little bit.
Hit play one more time again and then go. But like, let's see. Like, oh, there he looks great. You can't see, but no, like, it like,
what's the hockey, Dylan? Comma
period.
Yeah, exactly.
There we
like,
go.
Like, think about, you could even see like the pixels change there. Think about what we got with Mark Hamill Mandalorian. Like, this is he looks like he's from fucking Temple of Doom. It's fucking crazy what they can do nowadays and stuff like that. Yeah. Let's just hope, because everyone's like, oh man, this means you're gonna get Han Solo Mandalorian era. I'm like, please no, don't do this to us.
Solo but, 2 with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, we're not gonna use all of this time. We're gonna use
Oh my god.
That's so sad.
But this, he looks great. Yeah.
This was the scene where I thought it was from Last Crusade, because like I swear like him and his father were in like this room when they were captured, and I thought that was a flashback here, but no, all new scenes. Crazy.
Yeah.
Mads. That's Mads, right?
Yeah. And S-Bubs, yeah, same thing. I've seen that too, that rumor too, that the whole opening was going to be a flashback. And I believe that because I feel like that's going to set up the adventure. And yeah, Mads is very in this quickly, but apparently, yeah, he is the main villain. Because like I said, I'm happy he's getting work. Okay. Go back and do your frame by frame. Yeah. His head. What is going on with like
his hair? Like grows midway
neck.
Through.
He's nearly
the
had
shot.
His neck.
Yeah. Look at his
yeah,
hair.
Yeah.
His hair is expands. Not on his body. Yeah. It's like he's got some static from the horse or something.
And trust me, do I want them to actually put Harrison Ford on this horse? No. He's crashed his plane many times. Thank God he's still here. But like, if this shot's not ready, pull from the trailer. And it's fine. I'm sure in the movie they'll get there or they'll cut out. But it was just staring me in the face when I got this. Like, what is going on with Harrison Ford's body right now? And so, and like,
that's
later on
fair.
They have another horse shot, which is better. But it's just so, and it sucks because like the
but like when you just
so
run
good.
It like, if you just run it normally though, like honestly, like,
no,
that's pretty quick.
No, I noticed when it was normal. Like to me, it stood out like okay. A sore thumb.
Didn't for me.
I watched on my TV too, the 55. So maybe that helped. But like, lots of explosions, Boulder with Holbrook, lots
Zola.
Of stuff, and just yeah, Zola, yeah, the MC crossover.
Zola's back.
Yeah. But, yeah, you got something to say about that pause right there, Kirkham?
Yeah, all of this stuff, this is where I was like, oh, what are we doing? What are we doing?
What, the action stuff? Like, the stuff on the train, that's him in the, that's the flashback.
No. Like,
that's
the daytime.
That's Barrett Cohen there.
This is current
oh,
day
like
Indiana
that?
Jones.
Oh, yeah, right there, yeah.
On the
yeah.
hood,
all
on
that...
the hood, flipping. And again, like, I'm probably being too death. Critical right now.
He's out running a train with a horse? Yeah.
I'm just too aware of the real injuries he incurred while shooting this. And then I'm seeing him on a hood, and I'm like, man, his hip's going to fracture, man. No, don't
do you
do
like
this.
That title, Dylan?
I do. I like it. I think it's fun.
And this is what Dylan was talking about, something alluding to the first film. This is a big gag. He's on the other end. The first movie, the reverse happens to him, where the other guy has the whip and he pulls out the gun. The story is
a sword.
Sword, right, because the story was there's supposed to be like a 10-15 minute sword fight scene, but Harrison Ford had food poisoning, so he's like, I really don't want to shoot this scene. And they're like, well, like, it's in the script. And he's like, oh, I have this gun the whole movie, I don't even use it once, can I just shoot him? And then he just shoots the guy instead of the sword fight because he was sick. So, but that's where it's the flip.
I feel like I like that more, because it's always like a comedy thing better. Like when you're anticipating it, and that's one that they recreated at that Orlando ride that S-Bubs and I shouted out earlier. So
it's an iconic moment. So
yeah
so there you go. That's gonna be hidden in June. June's gonna be busy month, because you got that and Flash, and I think there's something else too. So June is just packed with E3. Big time, E3, Summer Games Fest, stuff like that. Like, but literally, I think, I don't know why they're doing this. I think it's like Flash, and I think the next week is Indy. And I'm like, oh man, like, I know next year's packed, but like, I would not be going like having Indy a week after. But it's gonna be so fun to 1 week watch Michael Keaton be Batman again, and then the next week watch Harrison Ford be Indiana Jones again. It's fucking crazy, you know. But we live in some good times. So anything else on Indy?
I don't think so.
I guess I can stop calling it Indy 5 now. It has a title now. I'm calling it Indy 5. I don't like the dial of destiny.
NDDD.
Like I said on Twitter, it sounds like a sex toy or something like that. So anyways, we will be right back with our last. I'm going to talk about some thought bubbles, questions, and good stuff like that. So we'll be right back.